Two of the comments we received as a result of the billboard were, to me, beyond intriguing. One of them was from a gentleman out in Oregon. He was not far from the Umpqua Community College, where there was a terrorist attack that college. And I'm very familiar with that section of the country. I've been and preached in that area of Oregon many, many times. Very familiar with the Umpqua Community College. But what happened there is a Muslim terrorist asked the Christians to stand up. All of you that are Christians, stand up. So we put them on notice. And when they stood up, he began picking them off one by one. And the gentleman who wrote me said, Dave, I struggled then because I am a Christian. I struggled. What would I have done had I been in the room? And then he said this, and this is an amazing statement. He said, when I saw your billboard, it caused me to come to clarity with where I am with my God. And he said, to be honest with you, I'm returning back to church. I'm going back to a time of daily prayer and devotion because it's helped me clarify where I really need to stand on what you said, Sam, the truth. One other comment I got, Gary, and I want to get your thoughts on this. The man literally said this after chastising us for putting the billboard up. He said, and this is a direct quote, your billboard is most definitely the truth, comma, but where is the love? As if communication of a hard fact, 2,977 people died at the hands of Islamic ideologically committed individuals on 9/11/01. That hard fact is deemed to be unloving. Gary, talk about how we can't really love, not biblically for sure, and not genuinely, unless we love in the truth.
Well, the Bible says speak the truth in love, and one of the applications that you can derive from that, Dave, is the fact that if we are going to be loving others, then we will speak the truth as it is. And that doesn't mean to soften it, but it does mean to speak it directly. And, you know, as we've been talking back and forth here and taking off a little bit on what Sam said, we emphasize on this program the significance of truth. We talk about truth. And in the last segment, I think I mentioned that, you know, the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. That's 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Dave, I think one of the things that concerns me is that you've got many Christians and maybe even many pastors who don't know the truth, and because they don't study and know the Word of God. And I think that every one of us, if we're looking at solutions here, whether it's related to terrorism or same-sex marriages or whatever the case may be, you know, as Christians, we need to get to know the truth so that we will then live the truth, so that we might be able to tell the truth to others. Know the truth, live the truth, and tell the truth to others. And we need to put off this sissified, wussified direction that we're going. You know, two places in the Word of God. One place is 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 9, and the other one is 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13, where the Word of God says, quit ye like men and be strong. Really what that is saying is act like a man. Men must act like men, and of course when men act like men, then the women will act like the women, and we're not going to go down that route today. But we do need men who are going to stand for the truth, act like men, live like men, as the Word of God states it. I think that that's a part of the solution that will go a long, long way.